Parliament, Mr. Derek Lee, ladies and gentlemen. I would also like to bring your attention to another zone of conflict, since there has been a talk on different zones of conflict, including Kashmir, Pakistan, Afghanistan. This lesser known zone of conflict is taking place right now in Balochistan, both in the eastern Balochistan as well as in the western Balochistan. But I would like to start with something, a preview, a kind of a general view about South Asia, and then my talk will be mostly focused on what's going on in Balochistan, its past, its present, hopefully to see a future. South Asia is a land where the ancient and the modern coexist without boundaries. This is true not only in terms of technology, but also at the level of thought, beliefs, and cultures. It is a land of contrast in every aspect of life and society. Today's South Asia cannot be detached from its history of cultural diversity, British Raj, and the division that took place in 1947. Past has a way of haunting the present when it comes to the long-term ills of separation and loss of identity as a people. Centuries of British colonial rule and its final demise in the Indian subcontinent changed the course of history of the region. The departed colonial power left behind a legacy of artificial borders, territorial demarcations, mass exodus, and a newly founded state, which have now become the deep-seated causes of wars, conflicts, and extremism in South Asia, destabilizing the whole region. British occupation of Balochistan in 1939 was part of the imperial forward policy to gain control over Afghanistan and to contain the Russian influence in the area. What followed was a series of three Anglo-Afghan wars and demarcation of imaginary boundaries that left Balochistan and Afghanistan divided, with the loss of territory and people to alien states and cultures. The British Boundary Commissions of Major General Goldsmith, 1871, Sir Henry Mortimer Durand, 1893, and Sir Arthur Henry McMahon, 1896, drew lines in the sand and with the stroke of a pen divided a 700-year-old sovereign nation of Baloch into parts of Iran and Afghanistan. A large part of Balochistan, however, stayed under British control and was granted freedom on August 12, 1947, 2 days prior to the creation of Pakistan. Unfortunately, the independence of Balochistan was a dream that ended in a nightmare when on March 27, 1948, Pakistani occupation forces entered Kalat, the capital of a sovereign nation, and ended its nascent freedom. The anti-colonial struggles and movements of national liberation never ended with the departure of the British from Balochistan. Since 1948, the Pakistani-occupied Balochistan has witnessed five wars of independence including the ongoing struggle that has become marred with gross human rights